Hello. It's April 9th, 2016, and this is the beginning, and the KPFA LSB is now called to order. Okay. All right. The agenda, here we are. Roll call. Excusing of absent members, Craig, can you? I have no idea.
That mic will move over enough to use the stand.
Okay, so roll call. Adams?
Here.
Adams is here. Alderson, I am here. Campisi?
Here.
Campisi is here. Edwards Tiekert?
Here.
Edwards Tiekert is here. Fest?
Here.
Fest is here. Fuentes? Fuentes is not here. Futren. Futren is not here. Goen. Goen is not here. Hernandez. Hernandez is not here. Jacobs?
Here.
Jacobs is here. Coburn.
Present.
Coburn is here. Lynch. David.
Here.
David Lynch is here. Tim Lynch.
Here.
Tim Lynch is here. Moore.
Present.
Moore is here. Morgan?
She had an emergency with one of her clients today.
Okay.
She has to be excused.
Okay. Morgan is not here. Olson?
Here it is.
Okay. Olson is here remotely. Scruggs?
Here.
Scruggs is here. Sterling?
Here.
Sterling is here. Town Nichols? Town Nichols is not here. He's on his way. Thompson? Thompson is not here.
Kate Dowen is also here.
Okay, I'll come back there. Travis?
Here.
Travis is here. Whipperman?
Here.
Whipperman is here. White? White is not here. Wilkinson? Well, I know she's not here. She's ill. Withers?
Here.
Withers is here. Okay, and Quincy is not here. Let's see. So, and Goen?
Yes, I'm here.
You're here. Okay, so... I'll mark that. So that is 15 present in person.
How many? 15.
15. We have a quorum in person. We have two folks connecting remotely, and I guess their status will be determined. And so there we go.
The next point on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Point of information.
Microphone, please.
Okay.
Make a motion. No, I was just doing a point of order. Excused absence.
Brian.
I move we excuse all absences.
Moved and seconded. On discussion? Seeing none. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. The agenda. Brian.
I move approval of the agenda.
Okay, the agenda has been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
TM. You need a mic.
Hi. When do we put in suggestions for additional items for the agenda?
Right now, you would say that you want to amend the agenda.
Also, Mr. Secretary Jose Luis Fuentes.
I can't hear you.
That was to him. I would like to put in a motion on the agenda.
Okay. What is it?
The motion in its entirety or the subject in general?
No, just what you want, the item that you want on the agenda.
Yeah, it's about the idea of a retreat for the listener.
Okay, and where do you want it?
I was suggesting between items 10 and 11.
Okay, so right after the treasurer's report. Is there a second?
Point of personal privilege.
There's a second.
Point of personal privilege. I didn't understand what... Could you repeat the...
Sure. The motion is about calling for a retreat for the LSB sometime this year.
Okay. Are there... all in favor... Is there discussion about that?
Has there been a second?
Yes. All right. Is there a discussion about that? Okay. So all those in favor of adding that to the agenda, please raise your hands. Opposed? Motion carries.
Amendment?
Yes.
I want to propose setting a time certain for the general manager evaluation of 2:30 p.m.
Okay.
And propose putting it in executive session as well. It has to be an executive session.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay. On discussion, Janet?
So according to this, it's for 20 minutes. Is that what it would be in executive session?
The agenda says times are advisory.
Okay. All right. Anthony?
I don't think we ever get anything done in 20 minutes. But
including setting an agenda.
I was going to make a similar motion that the GM evaluation be the final item on the agenda so that members of the public who are here can remain through the entire public session if they so choose. So I guess that's the intent of Brian's motion, is that the GM evaluation be the final item of business.
No. His motion was that the GM evaluation be at time certain at 2:30 and that be in an executive session so that it is not open to the public. And it was moved and seconded. If you're going to do a substitute motion, you can put in a substitute motion now.
Oh, yeah, my substitute motion would be that it be indeed in executive session, but as the final item of business.
Oh, okay. I second that. Okay, second it. Yes?
Yeah. I mean, I think that just guarantees that we won't get to it. We almost never get to the end of our agendas.
Right.
And we have a timeline we're trying to meet on conducting an evaluation of the general manager, a bunch of people who've done a lot of work between meetings to make it happen. I don't think we should leave it hanging.
Okay.
I think we should set a fixed time, get as much done as we can before we go into it, and then deal with it when we're in closed session.
Okay. So any more discussion on the substitute motion? Jose Luis.
You know, this is just selfish on my part, but I can't be here at 2:30 to have this discussion, and so I like the time it's set now at 12:30. So I'm just not in favor of moving this. If anything, moving it earlier, let's have it now.
So that's a substitute motion to have time certain at 12:30?
Yes.
And is there a second? Oh. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Point of information?
Oh, yes.
So regardless of whether the substitute, once the executive session is over, would we resume to open session?
Right.
I guess it depends what time it is.
Don't I understand that after an executive session, if there's still any more meetings, it goes into public, and whoever was waiting outside can come back in?
That's okay. What I would think, yeah.
And there would be a report out. I mean, regardless, there would have to be a report out.
Okay. So any more discussion on Anthony's substitute motion, right?
Yeah.
Okay, none? All in favor of Anthony's substitute motion, which is that we do this at the end of the session.
Last item of business was his line.
Last item of business in executive session.
No, last item of business on the agenda.
Yeah. Not in executive session?
It would be in executive session.
Yeah, well.
Yes, in executive session.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Or raising your hands, please. All those opposed? Motion fails. All right, we're back to the main motion. And Jose Luis?
Yes, I'd like to amend it to make it at 12 o'clock. Let's just do it now. And it's so important. Let's get rid of it.
Is there a second? Oh, there's a second. Okay. Joy.
Jose Luis, could you do it at 1? I mean, when are you leaving?
As soon as the GM is over, the evaluation.
Oh. That is pretty selfish.
It's going to be until 1. It's going to take us. Sorry.
All right. I would just ask for
more discussion. I don't know what your motion is, Jose Luis.
That we move it to leave it at where it's at 12:30 p.m.
Wait, you said 12:30, and you said 12.
Right.
You said 12:30.
Okay.
You got to pick one.
Yeah, 12:30. I'm just trying to time certain 12:30. Leave it where it's at.
Executive session.
Correct.
All those in favor, please raise your hand. All those opposed? What's the count? Abstentions? What's the count?
4 yes, 6 no, 5 abstentions.
5 abstentions? 5 abstentions. Fails. We are now back to the original motion, which is 2:30 time certain executive session. All those, any more discussion? All those in favor, please raise your hand. All those opposed? Okay, it passes. And now we have an agenda that is is amended with a addition of the discussion of a retreat between 11 and 12, and also with, the GM evaluation, time certain, 2:30 executive session.
Point of information, sorry.
Uh-huh.
The retreat item, what time is that going to be? Or
there's
how
no
long?
Time.
And
it's
how
between
long? For how long? Would how much time?
Times are advisory.
It's advisory, so, you know, it's on an agenda. Okay. Any more discussion? Is all my chewing going to be in there? All those in favor, please raise your hands. Yeah, and the approving of the agenda. Sasha Futrin just arrived, for the record. What did I say? I had a full mouth. All those opposed? Okay. Hooray. How long did they take? Abstentions.
We're KPFA mingling pronunciations. In our
what?
Statement.
Yes?
Could the secretary announce Jose Luis?
No, Jose Luis also arrived, yes. Okay. Are you guys at home having a good time? Shake your head. Yes. Okay. All right. Minutes.
Madam Chair.
Yes. Yes.
I move we approve the minutes.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay. Is there a discussion?
I think 6 seconds was long enough.
Are people ready to vote?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor of accepting the minutes as written, please raise your hands. Opposed? Motion carries.
Abstention.
Abstention. They were sent out. Anyway. Okay. It passes. The minutes are accepted. Announcements. Sharon.
Yes, I.
I
previously signed up for the governance committee, which is reflected in the minutes here, but I have to resign from that committee so that if somebody else would like to be on that committee, I just wanted people to know I'm resigning from it, and there's a spot open if somebody from this board wants to be on the governance committee.
When's your resignation effective?
I already submitted it. I'm just telling you guys. I submitted it to the governance committee already.
Any other
they
announcement?
They meet at 5:30 on our time on, I believe it's the first Wednesday of the month or the first Tuesday of the month, something along those lines.
Okay. Any other announcements? Brian.
KPFA is having its 67th birthday this Friday, April 15th, and we're going to be marking our birthday with a fundraiser. We are the origin of the pledge drive as the first listener-supported radio station in the country, and we need all the usual things. If you can come on down and volunteer, there will be more than the usual amount of food and festivities in the radio station studios. Phone room opens at 6:30 a.m., and, of course, we could use donations. The way this will be different from other fund drives is that I believe every hour of fundraising will be exploring some aspect of KPFA's history, and a lot of them will be bringing new or previously unrestored material out of the Pacifica Radio Archive to the air. So hopefully it's fun and not just fundraising.
Oh, cute.
What time is it again? What day?
All day, Friday.
Okay. Seeing no more announcements. Public comments. I don't know where the board is. Did you sign up?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Why don't you get a microphone? A microphone.
Yeah, what can we do about that feedback? Anything?
Right. I think it's coming from me.
Down her mic.
Right. Hello. Now there's no. Okay. Now you can't hear me at all.
We can hear you.
Yeah, but then I have to sit up all
day. Good now.
Oh shit. Okay. How's this? Good. Is this all right?
This is fine.
Is this okay?
I think what's happening.
Is something with the feed here? Should I turn this
You're
off?
Getting reflection off the wall behind you. So if you just take the microphone off.
Oh, okay. All right. Is that better? And you can hear me.
And now you can hear close to it.
Well, I want to lean back. I already got enough tension. Okay. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you good enough.
Can you hear me now? Okay. Daniel. No, you've got to get a microphone.
How many minutes?
3 minutes. Who's our timekeeper? Who's our timekeeper? Who's our timekeeper? No. Great. Can you also cut? So Sharon is the timekeeper.
Hello. My name is Daniel Borgstrom. And right now we're in this election thing. And since Bernie is running, that kind of makes it exciting, makes it very exciting. One thing I think we've all noticed how elections get manipulated. We see this. Often we blame the Republicans who richly deserve much blame for voter suppression. We see other things happening in the Democratic Party. Well, for example, superdelegates. Who elects them? How do they get in there? There's other things, too. There's ways that this gets announced on the things that get covered on the corporate media. That's in this national election. But we see the same things happening here in KPFA. And I don't need to go into all the details, but how does it happen that this just does not get much that our KPFA LSB election did not get very much coverage last fall or ever. I mean, I don't think it's ever gotten much coverage. The thing is that we're what the capitalists do is one thing. Here, this is an alternative organization. We should be setting an example of how elections can be done fairly and an example of democracy, which we are definitely not. Now, I hear there are some people who say that a radio station shouldn't even be run democratically. There are people who say it's too complicated to run, for listeners or whoever to understand. Well, the same could be said of the country. This country is too complicated for the people to understand. So elections should just be canceled, handed over to whom? To an oligarchy? So what I want to recommend is that we take our elections more seriously, publicize them. Supposedly there's some coming up this summer or this year, hopefully, maybe, that we do publicize them, that we do have the on-air debates, that we should publicize them, I mean, play them over the air, announce them. And also when we do fund drives, it's part of sending in your $25 or whatever is that you also become a voting member of this society, of this radio. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Point of order or question. Do you want me to time everyone that's speaking for 3 minutes?
Yes. Everybody. Okay. Yeah, everybody. Right. Okay. Including yourself. All right, the next item on the agenda is remote participation in today's meeting. We have Scott and Kate, who are remotely here-ish. I'm entertaining from people in the room a proposal about today. David,
microphone.
You need a microphone. For 3 minutes.
I'd like to speak in favor of the policy that the paper you have, the KPFA's Local Station Board Remote Access Policy, which is the result of the committee that looked into this issue. And I think that my own personal reasons for this are a matter of cost.
Okay, I don't think we're having the policy discussion here.
Okay.
Right now we're talking about what will we do today, and it seems to me there are two questions. Is one, can they stay here and listen? Three questions. Three, can they speak? And four, can they vote today? So maybe that's three.
I'd like to speak in favor of them having the ability to vote today, for certain to allow them to at least participate and listen. I would personally allow to try as a pilot to give them the right to vote and see how it goes as a test. So we can learn about this.
So do you have a motion?
I move that we give them the right to, let's divide it. I move
Good.
That we give them the right to stay.
Okay. All right. So.
Second.
All right. Moved and seconded that they can stay on the line. Is there any objection to that? Okay. All those in favor of that, please raise your hand. Okay, but I mean, abstentions. Okay, there's three abstentions. Okay, next question.
I would like to move that we give them the right to vote.
To speak. First, let's do speak.
Speak first.
Anybody, is there a second? Okay. Is there any objection to them speaking today?
Yes.
Okay, there's one objection. Do you want to speak on that?
I don't think it's fair that they would be able to vote, because I think there are other people who should have this ability. And if they can't vote, I don't think they should be entering in discussion.
Okay. Does anybody want more discussion on this? Sharon, you have to use a microphone. David.
I understand Barbara's point, but would just like to say that this is a bit of a pilot program, so allowing people to speak might just help us determine if we are going to do the policy, what some of the limitations might be, or what we need to do to make the policy effective.
Joy, Sasha, Janet. Is that on?
I too disagree with Barbara. I think we're about inclusion. We're about free speech, God dog it, and voter suppression right here. I mean, come on now. We're trying to get more people involved and participating in the LSB. I think it's perfectly legitimate. If the PNB can have phone meetings, there's no reason why we can't have remote access local station board meetings.
Sasha.
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't think we need to test whether phone calls work, because the PNB only meets by phone call on all its committees. And one of the examples that has given us is how hostile people become in those meetings and the lack of personal contact. And I really think that while I think it's great to allow members who live at a distance to be able to participate, I have to also say, in terms of how this particular connection today was put together, was totally undemocratic. There was a task force formed to deal with this issue and report to this board. The task force kind of met without including one of the members. And then the chair yesterday announced that we were doing this by Zoom today. So what we discussed and voted on last month was counted for naught on all grounds, and therefore I think it sets a really bad precedent. There could be something far more important than whether we allow members to meet that is in question, that is handled in that same manner by this board.
So are you arguing that they cannot speak today?
I'm arguing that they cannot speak today, yes.
Okay. Janet.
I have mixed feelings about remote participation of LSB members. If you recall last year, I said this. Last time I wrote up a proposed bylaws amendment and it failed. But since then I learned some issues about about trying to do that for LSBs. Which, when we talk about this policy, I will go into that. However, for today, I don't think that we should have experiments during the LSB meetings. There could be another meeting set up to do the experiment, but I oppose this being an experiment, and I oppose the whole thing, actually.
So, okay. Brian. And there was a row of you. Could you raise your hands?
I just want to propose limiting debate on this item to no more than 10 minutes from now.
Okay. All in favor of that limitation? Okay, perfect. Jose Luis, then Tim, then Frank.
So I'd like to amend this motion to also include members of the public to call in and participate by phone calls. I don't today, and they should be able to talk to us today in open forums and so forth. It's not right to allow some members, because they are on the LSB, some higher privilege than the public who supports us, and not allowing them to be on the phone or have the same privileges that two other individuals or potentially all of us might have. The public should be first and foremost, and so they should be, if any pilot, they should be the ones calling in and see if that works.
So this is a substitute motion?
Yes.
And is there a second? Okay. Well, we've got a new stack. Okay. Now, we're talking about a substitute motion about whether or not the public can call in. Frank, get a
I was after her, I thought.
She's watching the new one. I want on the new stack. Sasha, you speak now.
Thank you.
Right.
So, Jose Luis, how would you...
You're not on.
Hang on. Point of information. This motion seems to be...
You have to talk into the microphone.
Okay. This motion seems to be directed to policy rather than anything we can do today. I don't think it's germane. What we're talking about is what we can do today with these two people. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So this should be tabled until...
Or ruled out of order. Okay. Yeah. I'll rule it out of order. I'm ruling that out of order.
There's no need for a stack on this.
That's correct. Okay, so Tim and Frank.
Whatever.
And Janet.
So I guess my thought is that... And I don't know if this is an amendment to the motion or where it fits in Robert's rules of disorder. But I just want to suggest that we, whatever we decide to do today at this meeting, not be explicitly not considered a precedent for future meetings, that we're doing this today for today.
That's the motion.
So I guess that's a motion. That's an amendment.
What we have on the table is a motion about today's meeting. So it's already a motion about today's meeting. Okay? Frank.
Hello. So I just want to speak for letting them speak and possibly vote if that's next. I just want this. I don't know if we can consider this an experiment. I guess it is. But, you know, I don't see the harm in this. You know, we're working out, you know, letting people participate remotely, some of which really, really want it. And also some of the doors that it might open up in the future for someone that can't leave their house, you know, to help out. The public can be involved, sure. We just got to work out a way that that works. So later when we discuss that, we can talk about that. I guess that's not now. But so I want to be for them to speak. What's it going to hurt to let them speak right now to hear two people that are elected to the LSB give their opinion on something we're discussing? I don't think it's going to hurt nobody. And, you know, I would like to also speak for them to vote if we're taking that motion next.
No, we're not. That's next. Okay. So, Tim or Sabrina? You have to use a microphone.
On the issue of whether or not they can speak at the meeting, I move to cut off debate so then we can get onto the issue of whether they can vote.
No, he limited the debate.
I want to move to cut off debate on this specific motion, whether they can speak or not. We just vote on it.
Call the question, right?
Call the question.
Call the question.
Is all in favor of calling the question? Opposed? Abstentions? But that passes. So all in favor of having them speak? What's the count? 10 yes. Opposed? 4 no. Abstentions? 1. Okay. So they can you can speak.
Yay!
All right. The last question is whether or not they can vote. You have to do a microphone.
Can we just limit the debate on this to 3 minutes?
Could I have a straw poll?
Point of order.
Wait a minute. Let me have a straw poll.
Sorry, point of order is going to take a precedent. We can't.
You've got to use the microphone.
We can't jump on the stack with a point of personal privilege to then make a call the question motion. You need to be on the stack and then call your.
That's correct. A straw vote, just so we can see what's going on here. How many people are in favor of having people vote today?
Without knowing what the executive session is.
Yeah. Okay. One, two, three, four. Okay. All those who are opposed to having them vote today. Okay, it's 4-9. So 9 people object. Okay, so do we want to have a whole discussion about this, or do we want to just vote on it?
Just vote. Yeah.
Call the question.
Someone has to make a motion before you can call the question.
I move to call the question.
Yeah, so there's a motion to have them vote. Make the motion. Dave makes the motion to have them vote today, and somebody seconds it, and Joy seconds it.
And I move to call the question.
And Bill moves to call the question. All those in favor of the motion, please raise your hands. Calling the question. All those in favor of calling the question, raise your hands. Okay, that's unanimous. All those in favor of the... Okay, it's not unanimous. Thank you. Okay. You try chairing this.
I have.
Okay. Okay.
I resigned after 4 months.
With good cause. Okay. All of those in favor of the motion that they be allowed to vote today, please raise your hands. 5 yes. Opposed? Ten no. So you will be able to abstain. 1. Okay. So you guys heard that. Craig.
So I'm sorry, I should have raised this when we considered earlier whether they could be on the line, I guess. Does that include executive session? I know these folks are trustworthy, and maybe this is an issue for the general, it is an issue for the general discussion, and maybe we can just pass on it right now. But executive session remotely, other people in the room recording executive sessions, et cetera, do we want to allow them to participate in the GM evaluation, which is scheduled for executive session?
Sharon.
I have a question for Frank. Craig used the word recording, but I am not clear if this is being recorded. I mean, through the Zoom, the Zoom access that people are using, is it a recording platform?
It is a recording platform, but it's not recording.
Okay, thank you.
It's not recording right now?
Right. It's Zoom because I'm in charge of it, and it's not recording.
Record on their end?
Oh, I don't
know. You don't know that.
They can.
I don't know that they can. Well, you can call and you can record on your cell phone. But you can record on your cell phone when you're sitting here.
That's my
point. Brian.
I move that we postpone discussion of whether there can be remote participation in executive session till the beginning of our executive session.
Okay. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
That's a motion. Is it seconded?
Second.
Any objections? Is there a discussion?
Just trying to help.
Well, it's not helping, okay? It's really a pain in the ass dealing with this group. Okay. Okay. All in favor to postpone it, please raise your hands. All opposed. And Janet's favorite, abstentions. None. Okay. All right. General Manager's report. Who's got that? You have it, Rich? Okay. You've got to get a microphone to read it.
Point of information?
Yes.
Rich Withers, would you share it with the whole board?
Yes, I can. And I thought he'd sent a copy to Craig, he said, but I guess he sent it out about an hour ago, I think. So.
There's a lot of feedback on that mic, Frank.
Just keep it close.
Okay.
So no time.
No. Go ahead.
Emergency antenna repair. Thursday, March 18th, we lost our main antenna at the top of the KPFA tower. are signal radiating elements that provide the station 59,000 watts of power needed immediate repair. We immediately switched to our auxiliary antenna mounted approximately 100 feet below our main antenna on the tower. The degraded signal caused disruptive static and interference in the outlying areas of our signal coverage and also affected the reception by those who are partially blocked by the terrain. Online and on air, we alerted listeners to alternatives, to listen online or to Comcast Digital Channel 967. The antenna is now partially repaired and usable. The final cost is yet to be determined. The issue was a melted and burned out inner conductor, and a non-conductive coupling between antenna bay 5 and bay 6 is discovered and removed by the repairman. To date, the parts necessary for the repair cost $1,718. Standard factory antenna rebuild kit with brackets, connectors, coupling, bullets, and gaskets. This does not include the inner conductor because it was replaced with a part from our old main antenna. The labor cost for the four-person crew for 2 days was $8,000. A regular tower inspection was $720. Total, $10,438. Provided other repair issues are not discovered when the other bays are removed, the remaining repair need immediately is a spare inner core transmission line, which cost approximately $800. Extra money. After disbursing the funds necessary to cover the final cost of the antenna damage, whatever money is left of the $25,000 raised online in our emergency plea will be put in a deferred fund to be used for any unforeseen mechanical emergencies. Winter fund drive. Our goal for the winter drive was $610,000 in 18 days. At the conclusion of the drive, we had surpassed our goal by $18,748, making our final tally for the winter drive $628,748. This was a great achievement because we entered the drive with some trepidation because our holiday drive was only 2 months prior and had been quite a success. Once again, we learned that keeping our fund drive short, being strategic with airtime, pays off. That means being smart about preemptions and paying attention to what our listeners respond strongly to. In addition, we are spending more time with premiums that may hold significance specifically to our listeners. Big successes during our winter drive were the documentary The Black Panthers by Stanley Nelson and a six-part series on capitalism. We know that many of our listeners are interested in these topics, and more importantly, we're able to promote the role that KPFA has played in supporting movements like the Black Panthers and the critical voices on capitalism like Richard Wolff. Strategically, the premiums we use should relate back to the station's history so we can emphasize the importance of supporting the station. This is working. Fulfillment for the winter drive is steady. 83% of donors have paid some portion of their pledges, with 63% of the total being collected so far. Thank you gift fulfillment is equally steady and is our goal that all donors will have their pledge gifts by May. The additional good news is that 24% of our pledges in February were from new donors. Lastly, quickly reviewing our holiday drive, which also ended $20,000 over goal, our fulfillment rate is averaged at 81%, and our gift fulfillment was completed by mid-February. KPFA website update. KPFA's restructured and retooled website is a giant step in the right direction to rectify our identity problem and connect us with new listeners, especially the elusive 25 to 45-year-old progressive thinking folks looking for a place on the media landscape to call home. And even more importantly, we need the website to become a platform for our increasing off-air fundraising initiatives. The good news here is that the unique visitors to our website have increased twofold. Our weekly number is 30,000, and our monthly number is 130,000. In addition to providing 24-hour streaming audio and general information about KPFA, the site is built to encompass and expand our dynamic set of individual show pages that each have unique multimedia content and the automatically updated episode archive. Once we move to a new membership management system, we can also integrate KPFA's online donation system to maximize online fundraising opportunities that reach beyond the standard on-air pledge campaigns. For example, when we put out the call on social media that our main antenna was in need of repair, the website was ready for the influx of emergency donations. KPFA Allies Day. Our loyal listeners are called upon to support KPFA financially in many ways during donated donating during pledge drives, car donations, volunteering, and legacy gifts. But there's one special category that could benefit us in maintaining our bottom line, and that is becoming a KPFA ally. April 15th is KPFA's 67th birthday. 67
You've
years.
You got mail.
67 years as the world's first listener-supported radio station. We're marking our birthday with a 12-hour fun drive, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. only. This year, we're placing special emphasis on listeners becoming KPFA allies, making it a monthly, ongoing commitment to KPFA. Listeners can also donate for the KPFA Allies collection of historic speeches and interviews, or celebrate our history with a donation of any amount at kpfa.org. Our allies believe in community-supported radio and are willing to sacrifice as much as they can afford so we can continue our mission of challenging the status quo. During this special one-day Allies Drive, we will offer listeners a way to become allies without donating, for example. Mention KPFA with a hashtag on your social networks, include @KPFA in your comments on KPFA's posts, invite friends and family to join our Facebook and Twitter pages, send an email introducing KPFA to people that may not know about the station's programming. Miscellaneous upcoming events. Union contract negotiations begin at the end of this month. The spring fun drive will start on May 10th, and the summer craft fair is June 18th and 19th. Signed, Quincy McCoy, General Manager, 94.1 KPFA. And I'll forward that to people.
Okay. Anthony. This isn't on. I can't hear you.
I realize that PM is not present to answer questions, but does anyone in the room have any more information on why the components at the antenna failed? Was there a water leak or something, or was it just natural statistically that the electrical equipment will fail now and then?
Tim, pass him the mic.
I spoke to both to Quincy and to the engineering team, and I understand that deferred maintenance was deferred for too long, that the parts should have been serviced up to 7 years ago, up to 4 years ago where they were due, that it could have potentially been done when the tower painting was done, but it was not done at that time either, and so we simply waited too long. They are now, Quincy tells me, compiling a list of deferred maintenance that has been deferred and maintenance that a schedule of maintenance that needs to be done so that we don't wind up in this situation again. And I definitely take him at his word for that.
Brian?
There's something they're supposed to do at 7 year intervals, a maximum of 7 year intervals on the antenna that they waited 11 years to do. And it involves taking the antenna offline, going to the auxiliary antenna, which they did. Then the main antenna wouldn't switch back on. And that's why they had to investigate what had fried. But that was the proximate cause, but the longer term cause was that they had gone too long.
Sharon, Sasha, Bill.
I just have a question about when the general manager attends the meetings, because I've been to three meetings so far and he's only been at one, and it would be very nice to have the general manager here to be able to answer questions. So I'm curious what the rules are, or if there's any rules for when the general manager attends the LSB meetings.
Tim?
Yeah, it's Quincy's wedding anniversary, and he had anticipated that we'd be meeting the third Saturday of the month. When we switched to the first Saturday of the month, he couldn't be here. So that's why he's not here now.
Sasha, Bill?
So there's been, I wanted to ask about the money that is left over from the fundraising specifically for the tower, and I don't know if anybody here can answer that question, but there's been some chatter that some new computers were already purchased with that money that was badly needed. Does anybody?
That's what Quincy told me.
know anything about that, because what you just read in the report seems to indicate that we don't know exactly how much this was cost, and the balance will go into a deferred maintenance fund rather than some of it was
sort of expensive. He told me that he bought, I think, 5 new computers, but I don't know the cost, and I don't, you know, I didn't get that, and I didn't pursue it. I just was asking him if some of the leftover was going to, you know, sort of basic, not operating, but, you know, maintenance stuff. But I don't have the full report.
So your impression was that that was coming out of money that was raised?
It definitely came out of it, yeah. Janet. Okay, Tim, and then Janet.
No, Bill was saying
that. No, Bill, okay.
So the report said that the 4 people worked 2 days and were paid $8,000, which might appear to be expensive, $1,000 a day per person. But I'm guessing that those people work probably double shifts or longer those days. In any case, at first blush, $1,000 a person seems like a lot of money, but per day.
Okay, who's next? Tell me who's next. Janet. What?
Can I respond to that?
Yes. Brian wants to respond directly to that.
The people who climb the tower are called antenna jacks. They're working in a place where they are exposed to hazardous radiation from the operating antenna. They are close to high-voltage electrical lines. They're climbing to the top of a 250-foot tower wearing climbing harnesses in high-wind conditions. And they are licensed to work on radio broadcast equipment. And there's basically only one outfit that does that for all broadcasters. So they charge a lot, and they also pay a lot in insurance for their crews. It's not strictly wages, but it's not something we could even think of doing ourselves.
Ma'am? Ma'am?
Janet?
Yeah. Okay, so I know this, you know, kind of overlaps with the treasurer's report about the budget, but I see that only $4,975 was budgeted for technical maintenance and zero for maintenance engineer. So that's, I'm sorry, page 7, lines 111 and 112. So in any case, this should inform the next budget.
Can I respond?
Tim.
So that was something I also brought up to Quincy when I heard about all of this, and he assured me that the next budget that we are submitted will have a much larger number for annual maintenance and also equipment upgrades, than we've been used to seeing in recent years.
Frank, you got to have a microphone, as you well know.
So I just had a question, and people can answer it. Is like deferred maintenance different than that big depreciation thing we were all fighting about a long time ago? So what's the difference between those two things? Is it not the same, or is it – I don't understand exactly.
Go ahead. Depreciation is an accounting convention. Deferred maintenance means you're not taking care of things as soon as you should.
Well, I mean, a deferred maintenance.
You've got to talk into a microphone, Frank.
maintenance is to keep it up, and the other one is the value goes down, and it's like a value as opposed to having resources put aside to maintain.
Depreciation is a tax,
right?
Thing. It's on the tax account.
It's kind of like our bodies.
So, like your car, right, it's worth X amount of dollars when you buy it. Then you drive it off the lot, and it's depreciated significantly. But when your brakes go back, or, you know, you got to put a certain amount of money out at a certain amount of miles for the brakes. And that doesn't necessarily reflect in depreciation. It's maintenance charges. So, and I think depreciation is something that doesn't belong in our daily operating budget anyway. It belongs in a capital projects
budget capital, but that's another story for another time, perhaps.
Perhaps.
And contentious, I understand.
Okay, so are we concluded on this? All right, so we're moving on, and that means we're moving into the executive session. No? Oh, I thought that we're going, no, I thought that that's, I think that, well, there's a different interpretation of that. I mean, I think that we have an agenda, and it's up now, and I think what the time certain was meant that it would be no later than that, no?
When you set a time certain for something, you
that's
needed...
That's the time that it's at?
You needed two-thirds vote to take it up earlier than that time.
Oh, okay. So it's my misunderstanding about the meaning of the... okay. So, treasurer's report. What? What?
Is it worth moving now to take
move,
it up now?
Move to take it up now.
Okay, so move to take it up now.
Second.
Let's, can I, we vote on this rather than debate it? Okay. All in favor of moving it now, please raise your hand.
Not two-thirds.
Depends how many no votes there are.
11 yes. How many are in the room? Don't count me. Don't count me. How many no's? Two no's. Abstains. Two abstains. I think that's two-thirds. Okay, so it's moving up now. All right. So we're going into...
Point of order?
Yes.
If we do go to executive session now, what happens to the people on the line?
Okay. Visitors, well, they don't have to leave this part of it, but they have to start getting up and...
Yes.
They're going to leave. I get that. I'm just saying that we don't have to wait for that discussion for the people to get out of the room. They can get out of the room while we're discussing whether or not the people on Zoom will be part of this.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
My motion was to postpone that discussion into executive session.
Oh, into.
That means after the public has left.
Oh, into.
Yes.
I thought at the time of. I misunderstood again. Okay.
I have a twisted ankle. I don't want to hang out. I will go if we need to.
You do.
You need to.
Are they
members? Do you want a chair?
Are cab members of the public?
Yes.
And
of the board.
Okay. Yes. And also the public can return after the executive session.
Yes.
The cab members are going to provide a report because they're on the agenda.
Will somebody come and get us? We'll be in the hall. Yeah, sir.
They can call in.
Ramses is also on the phone, I understand, although he's not showing up on my... He claims to be on the phone. He's not showing up.
I'm on the phone. Can you hear me?
Oh, that's him. There you are. Yeah, that's okay.
I'm on the phone. This is Ramses.
Okay.
Hey, Ramses.
Okay.
We're getting ready to go into executive session.
Hey, excuse me.
You can't hear me unless I talk in here.
I know.
When I call, you need to answer. This is Sabrina.
They can hear the
discussion.
I don't know. I have to get, you know, the intent of Brian's motion, which I thought was at the time, not during. So do we cut them out of executive session right now?
Well, question, first of all.
Yeah?
So it seems to me there's, like, two questions. There's multiple questions. First of all, the invitation was sent out to the full LSB list?
Yes.
Does that mean the codes were given to the general manager who we're about to evaluate?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, point of information or point of order?
Wait a minute. I'll tell you in a minute. Could I answer that question, please?
Yes.
Just give me a break, okay? Did you email that you sent out with the general manager's tally, did that include the general manager?
It was sent to the LSB closed list.
Okay, so that's it. Did that include the general manager?
No.
Be quiet.
Ask Craig who's on that list. I don't know.
Is the general manager on the list? Yeah. So then, no, it was not sent to the general manager.
So,
wait a second. We're finished, okay? Let's finish this. So it was not sent to the general manager. It was sent to the LSB closed list.
Point of information, what's the it you're referring to?
The invitation to the meeting by Zoom. With a code for Zoom. So it was only LSB members, including the general manager.
So my point of order?
Yeah. Please.
So, Frank, were you asking about the Zoom or about the recording? So recording should have stopped, right? We're in executive session.
Well, so turn it off. Okay.